Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you are enjoying your Sunday. I have today with me a very special guest. Her name is Sandra M. Peoples, and I'm just going to read her bio to you before I bring her on the line. Sandra Peoples has always loved to write. From the tender age of 8, when she entered a writing contest sponsored by Ebony and Jet magazine, Sandra has had a love for painting pictures with words. An award-winning poet and playwright as well, she has written several books, novels, and novellas that have been bestsellers, including Love Should Have Been Enough, Love Should Have Been Enough 2, Big Girls Don't Sleep, and Should Have Known Better. Sandra is passionate about weaving the perfect combination of love, sex, and drama into her stories for her readers, so they will enjoy. I botched that up a little bit. She is a proud mom of 4 and resides in Michigan. You can learn more about her at SandraPeoples.com. And with no further ado, let me bring this lovely lady on the line. Sandra?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
I was just reading your bio to my listeners, and I botched it all up a little bit. And I'm not drunk or tipsy. I really don't have any excuse. I promise I can read, but it just wasn't coming out right this morning.
Well, that's
how
fine.
Are
sounds
you?
Good to me. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I mean, it's been rough. Like, let me keep it real. With the day's climate and everything that's going on in the media, it's really been hard for me to focus. And I had to, like, pull myself away from social media and just concentrate on my writing. Like, I figure I'll just write my way through it. But today I woke up in a much lighter mood, and it's beautiful outside. It's a gorgeous Sunday, and I'm planning to go look at houses with my boo. So I'm doing pretty well today. How are you, and how are the kids? How the churn?
The kids are great. They my twins, they just turned 3 a week or 2 ago. So you can only imagine how that is to have 3-year-old twins running around the house.
God bless your heart. I can't even imagine how that is. But you are one strong sister indeed to do it. I'm always amazed by it. I had my son 23 years ago, and I was like, this is not a good look, and I won't be doing it again. So I'm always in awe of women who have more than one child. Y'all are much stronger than me.
Yes, it's quite a task, I tell you.
tell me about what you're working on, what's in the works for Sandra. I follow you. I follow your blog. I follow you online. You always are so motivational and inspirational. I really admire that about you. And I noticed that this year you were like, you had proclaimed in a loud voice that you were taking your author career back over and, you know, kind of rebranding yourself. So tell me a little bit about that and how's that been going for you?
Well, the reason why I wanted to revamp my career was because I don't think I was taking it serious. You know, a lot of times I think as an author, we don't really see the value that we have, and we don't really see our celebrity power, you know. A lot of authors just see themselves as somebody who writes a book, and, yeah, you might get a few readers, but I think if we really take it serious, our job as an author, we can see the potential that we have, you know, to make the kind of money we want to have and, you know, live how we want to live and all that. So I said, well, this is going to be the year that I really started to focus on building my publishing company, writing my books, you know, making sure I really know the craft and the business and all of that, because I really want to be able to say that I'm an author who actually writes. You know, a lot of authors write one or two books and then you don't hear from them anymore. But I want to, you know, really write a lot of books and sign other authors who, you know, they can make this their career. And that was, you know, the reason why I decided to revamp everything.
Well, I really admire that. It's like a bold step. And I think that, you know, social media has a lot to do in that aspect because, you know, the new algorithms of Facebook, they kind of bottleneck you. So it looks like there's a million authors on my timeline. And everyone's written a book. And, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't seem to be such a special thing anymore if you just look at social media. But if
right.
you really look in your reality, you know what I'm saying, like I'm the only author in my family, published author in my family and my neighborhood, you know. There's several other authors in Philadelphia, but we are far and few, you know, spread out. In social media, it makes it look like, you know, saying we're taking over the planet, but that's just not real. And I think because of that, people don't really, you know, it's been watered down, and the process to become an author is much more convenient than it ever was in the history of books, you know. So I think people say, well, it's not that special or it's no big deal, but it really is. It takes a lot of will and self-determination to see a book through from beginning to end and actually publish it and go through the whole process, and it's a business and it's so much. I'm so proud of you for taking that step and taking your career seriously. I recently went through the same thing. I decided that, you know, even though I have other interests, you know, I have other businesses, but I just really wanted to give my all to my writing and my writing career this year and my publishing company, and just all my, I wanted to put 100% of who I am behind what I do. So I really, really applaud you. Now, let's just get a little bit into your writing business. How long does it take you to write a book?
Well, if I really buckle down and, you know, get rid of all the distractions, I can write a book in about 2 weeks. And if I have distractions, it usually takes me about a month to do it. But that's because I write about 5,000 words a day when I really focus. And so, you know, most novels are about 45,000. They start at like 45,000 words. So it's like if I really sit down and focus, I can do that in 9 days. And like I said, if I have distractions, it takes me 30 days to write it. But usually it's about a month. That's about as long as it takes to write the book if I really focus.
Are you an outline writer, or do you, like, just fly by the seat of your pants? You're a pantser, as they call it.
Well, I do, like, a combination of both. Like, once I get the story started, then I'll start to outline the rest because I kind of know how I want the story to start out. And then I, like, make what I call a character tree, where I write down everybody that's in my story so I don't forget people. And then outline the rest of the story with the people, you know, intertwined it with the character tree so that I can keep the story flowing and go ahead and finish it.
Honey, I got away from that. I got away from doing my, I used to do like detailed character sheets and detail at least, you know, a basic bio, but of every person who was going to make an appearance in my novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to post it, you know, up in my office so I can see it, and I kind of got away from that. I don't know if it's being lazy or I just got too many irons in the fire. I don't know, but I got away from it, and honey, I botched the whole book. I didn't change people's names. I didn't give them different types of kids. They had boys in one book. I gave them girls in another. Like, I was like, I was not that drunk when I was writing, but you can't read it and tell me that it was. But I'm starting to, like, just respect the whole process more. Like, okay, Joy, you can't keep skipping these things and expect it to work out good. But I'm so happy that you're a serious author. I guess I'll say everybody doesn't seem to take the pride that's necessary in their craft, or like to keep learning, keep reading, learn new techniques. And I'm always fascinated by authors who do that. What is the hardest thing for you to write, or what really like trips you up when you're writing?
The hardest thing is when I'm looking at word count, I guess.
Okay.
Because I know, because, you know, I'm signed to a publisher, and, you know, we have to write so many words. The novel has to be a certain length. And it's like if you look at the word count, you're like, dang, I'm ready for this story to end right now, and I still got, like, 40,000 more words to go. So it's like sometimes if you look at that word count, you get discouraged. So that's one of the things. And sometimes if you're looking, you see you're not close to the word count, then you might just start putting anything in the story. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So I find myself going back and rewriting and rewriting. Because, like, I had a book that I'm going to do independently, but it's Big Girls on Fleet Part 2. And I've been trying to finish that book for like a year now, but it just seems like every time I look at it, it's like, dang, I don't like this. And so it's like I find myself, you know, looking at the word count and then constantly rewriting as I go along. And I think that might be like a something I shouldn't do because, you know, you might think the story sounds funny when you read through it, but the readers might actually like what you wrote. But it's like if I keep stopping and going through and taking stuff out and changing, it'll take so long to finish the book, and that's why the other part is not done yet, because I keep on stopping and starting. So that's two things.
I feel you so much. Like, well, I kind of solved the word count goals. You know, I publish my own books, but I am submitting to publishers, and you know, that's like a whole new process to me, because I never ever wanted to ever let anybody publish my work. But like now that I'm looking at my career as a whole and where I want to be, I was like, well, you know, I gotta step out there more. So I decided that I just write the story. I just write the story. And it, even if it's 5,000 words from beginning to end, that is the story. Now, what do I need to add to this story to increase the word? Like, what's lacking? Is a subplot lacking? Or should I delve more into this character or this situation? Like, I don't like fluff. Like, none of my books have fluff in it. I will go take fluff out of my books after it comes back to the editors. So it really has to be filled with meat and potatoes, but I'll just keep going over the story, over the story, over the story. And that method tends to help me reach my word count goals. But my inner editor, I don't know how to silence her. I didn't wrote a chapter of this. This one book is not coming out to my readers. I hope they don't, like, want to lynch me or anything, or, like, shoot me in the street or anything that's coming, because they've been waiting on this book for so long. But I keep rewriting the last chapter. It's just not working for me. I done ruled it 20 times. I done gave it an alternate ending and everything. And it's really disgusting to me. And it probably, people would read it and probably they would love it, but I'm just not happy. And I no longer put out work that I'm not happy with. I used to. I used to. And I have a couple of books out there that people, they love it and it got rave reviews, but I was never happy with it. I just rushed it out to satisfy my readers, and I try not to do that anymore.
Yeah,
so,
see, that was like one of my things. Like, I just, at first, I was like, man, if I just write it and put it out there, they'll tell me if they like it or not. But then, you know, doing that, if I'm like, if I do that, though, and then it's horrible, then people won't want to read the rest of my book. So I'd rather just take the time to do it right the first time till I'm happy with it and then put it out there.
Yes. That is the best, the best way. Would it, you said you write 5,000 words a day. Is that like in one sitting, or do you like break up your writing times throughout the day?
I break it up. A lot of my writing has to be done when my kids are asleep. So sometimes I might get up and write from like 3 to like 7, especially now in the summertime. And then, or sometimes I might just write from like midnight to whenever I hit my word count. And so it's like, it's different times through the day, but I do just sit and write at least 5,000 words, and then I'll be done for the day.
You are so disciplined. I try to write anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 words a day. Most days be looking like 2,000. And I go ahead and keep it moving. But I try not to write under that. If I write under 2,000 words, I feel that I wasn't productive that day. But my goal is to sit down and write 10,000 words. And I can handwrite 10,000 words pretty fast. I can do that in like 3 hours. Will you understand it? No, no one will understand it but me. Nobody can understand my hieroglyphics but me, but I can't get it. I can't get it done. It was like my boyfriend was typing up a few manuscripts for me, pages, and he was like, "What is that wiggly line?" I was like, "The." He was like, "It's a wiggly line." I said, "That is the." The people, don't knock my methods, you know what I'm saying? Just understand what I was trying to say and type it up. Do you handwrite at all, or do you straight type into your computer?
I do a combination. I always have like a little notebook somewhere, so if I get like an idea, I'll write that down and then just transfer it to my manuscript. But most of the time, I type it on the computer.
I want to be, I experience such block when I try to sit down at the computer to write. Either I'm blocked or I'm too distracted by Facebook and stuff online, or I'll get way too much into my research that I'll just be on the computer and hours will go by and I haven't written anything. So I've learned to just take my pen and my pad and go into a corner and write and then come back and type. And that seems to be working for me. I'm so high, excuse me. I don't have an air conditioner in my office. And I know my cheap butt should buy one, but my electric bill is looking a little lovely right now. I'm not trying to keep it that way. I don't want to do nothing to mess that up. Because it's real out here. What are you working on next? What's next?
Well, right now, I'm actually working on like 3 different stories right now at one time.
Mm-hmm.
One is going to be like a sequel to the short story that I just published, Should Have Known Better. I want to do a longer version of that book. And another project that I'm working on is about this, I'm just going to say, it's a really strong female lady who, you know, like Cookie on Empire. She bad. And then the other one is like a story about a man who, you know how some women seem to fall for like the wrong type of guy, no matter, you know, what their family says or anybody say, they don't want to see that this guy is not the right guy for them. So it's like, one of those stories. So it's like 3 different things, and I'm working on at one time.
How does that work? I used to do that all the time. I had to stop. How does that work for you? Working on them at the same time.
I find myself sometimes feeling a little bit like, dang, I want to write this in this book, but shoot, I need to finish this. So it gets like a little hectic, but it's, you know, it's fun at the same time because I get to, you know, switch between stories and add to this one. It's a little hectic, but I get it done.
Do you drink at all? Do you drink alcohol at all?
No. The only thing I ever had to drink that was alcoholic was those little things called amaretto sours.
Uh-huh.
And that's not really alcohol to me. So I just, you know, drink those when I'm in like a social setting and everybody's drinking so I can feel like I'm drinking too.
See, that's why you can do it. That's why you can do all those things that I can't do. You can you can take care of four babies and write 5,000 words a day and write on multiple stories at a time because you're always sober. That might be the key. I might can't make no kind of commitment like that. Last time I was working on two stories at the same time. I had a whole two chapters of one book in another book that I sent to the editor. It was way, first of all, it was embarrassing, and second of all, it was expensive because they charge you by the page.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't work at multiple books at a time anymore. So kudos to you,
well,
for your not drinking and actually getting a job done. I want to tell everybody, because I'm so excited about you being in my anthology, that Miss Peoples is in Sticky Situation Anthology, and her story is called Rent Money, and it's so nasty. You're a very nasty lady. I just want to tell you that. In person. And you got such a little sweet face. Everybody see that little sweet face on their Facebook avatar. And then, you know, and you do the little motivational, inspirational things and stuff like that. But y'all got to read Rent Money and really find out what's going on with
you. Hey, you know, people said the same thing about Big Girls on Fleek. That's like, did you write that? I'm like, yeah. Okay, which character is you? I'm like, neither one.
You can lie to other people, but you can't lie to me. There's a reason why you got you four babies. And
that's,
I think it has to do with
how my imagination is set up. That's just how it's set up like that.
If that's your story, I will allow you to stick to it and protect the innocent and the guilty.
That's my story.
Yeah, don't so I'm mad at you. I just know you're nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's only imagination go so far. You just nasty chick.
Well, you know. Well, that's
how
I like writing.
I'm very excited to have you in the anthology, and I have so much. I have pie in the sky dreams for us with this anthology. You're the second woman that I announced. There's two other authors in the thing, and we're gonna do it big. Sticky Situations, y'all. It's coming soon. I'm not gonna give y'all a date because I'm gonna blow past that date like ain't nobody's business. How do you? Okay, now the books that you independently publish. Do you set your due date, your drop release date before the book is finished, or do you wait till the book is finished, and do you keep your release dates?
No.
Okay, good.
Because like I said, Big Girls on Fleek 2 was supposed to have been out last year, and I'm doing that independent. So, but which should have known better, I just wanted to put that out. So I just, I think I did it like, I think I released it spontaneously. I don't think I said it was coming out or anything. I don't remember, but I don't do it like, you know how some people say coming next week, you know, I don't know that far ahead when I'm going to do the book. So when it's done, I just say it's done and put it out there.
That's what I had to adopt that model, because I would feel so bad about, you know, these release dates not coming out, and the book will be done and finished, but I just won't be happy with it, or I'll be so anxious because I'm about over 20 books into this game, and yet the anxiety level for releasing a new book does not lessen.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get easier. Like, it's supposed to get easier, but it doesn't, and I don't think my readers understand that. I'll be freaking out. I'll be looking at Amazon like, oh, it's still a draft. Oh, it's still a draft. Oh, my God, it's live. I'll be freaking all the way out. But I am so happy to have you on the team with Sticky Situations. I'm so proud of you and the work you're doing with your writing career, and I wish you all the success in the world. Like, I'm so, you don't know, like, I can't really articulate how proud I am of you for making that move, and I want to see you just press forward and keep it going and don't give up, because this is hard. This is not an easy industry to be in.
No, it's not. But I'm proud of you, too.
Well, thank you,
man. I'm proud of you, too, girl. I see all the stuff you do every day. I'm like, man, you just keep pressing forward, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I want a house. Like, we're about to go look at houses today. And since I've been working with my boo and seeing these fabulous houses and stuff like that, I want some J.K. Rowling money. I want some Stephen King money. And I want some houses. And we just going to keep putting these out, these books, until one of them straight gold. And I can live the way I'm supposed to live. I'm not meant to be poor. I'm convinced of this.
It's like I firmly believe that if we have this ability to write books, and you can tell the people that this is a career choice, because you don't write this one book and you don't write nothing else. The people who always write books and can be consistent with it, I really believe that's what you are called to do, and that's what you're supposed to be doing for a living. Because the people who just write one book and don't write it no more, that's not what they really want to do. They just want to write a book. But for those of us who are passionate and it's just in us to write, that's there for a reason. It's not there just to be chilling. It's there. That's how I think you're supposed to make your living. When you have that in you, you can just do it, you know, just write, and it's good. It's not a bunch of mess, you know. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have it correct, lady. You have the right idea. I want you to tell everybody how to get in contact with you on social media and your website, because our interview is sadly coming to a close.
Well, my website is SandraNPeoples.com. Facebook is SandraNPeoples.com. Twitter, SandraNPeoples.com. Instagram, SandraNPeoples.com. So, SandraNPeoples.com. You don't have to put the N in there, because it's another Sandra Peoples who writes, and they keep on putting her books with my stuff. I'm like, no, you're not the same person. Yeah, she's a white lady, and they keep on putting her stuff up there with mine. I'm like, no, this is not me.
No, you are the real Sandra N. Peoples, everyone. Thank you so much for being on my show. Thank you so much for being in my anthology, and I will talk to you soon. I know I'm raggedy. I know I don't get back as when I say I'm going to get back, but I'm going to get back real, real soon.
But this has been fun.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good one.
You too.